The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and by popular demand, I am delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Bob Rauker and Bob Fari, VP of Global Sales of Bellascura, a next-generation developer of portable oxygen concentrators that are used to treat patients with COPD and other acute respiratory conditions. So welcome, gents.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, big congrats on Wednesday's terrific news of the sort of $15 million worth of pre-orders for the new Discover device. So maybe we can start there, Bob F., in terms of what's been driving the sort of incredible pre-launch demand for this device.
Well, the device is really different than anything else on the market today, right? And you know, we've selected a small number of customers to take these pre-orders from, but we've got many, many other, well over 100, almost 150 that are interested, and that, you know, we certainly could have taken more pre-orders than 6,500, but we want to do this in an orderly fashion, a controlled rollout of the product. So, we're very excited and elated at the response so far.
And have they actually seen and felt the product as a sort of prototype?
Yeah, sure. Many of them had. We had it at the MedTrade meeting, in the fall, and actually had a place where they could come and meet with me and then see the product and hear the product and, you know, actually see it working. And so, yes, they have seen it and, you know, did a little bit of handling of it. And that's really where that's really where it took off and the interest really took off.
Okay. So if we've got sort of like, I don't know, I'm just guessing a handful or 10 or whatever, 5 or 10 or something like big distributors who want. So they've taken an average of about they've pre-ordered about 1,000 each, have they, or something like that for the 6,500?
Well, the orders we have are a combination of some retail folks as well as some home care providers that will acquire these from us and then rent them to patients through reimbursement. So it is a combination of the two. And, a couple of them are smaller. So a couple of them, of course, are larger among the 6,500. But as I said, you know, we certainly could have taken orders for many more than we have so far, but we want to do this in a controlled fashion rolling out.
Brilliant. Okay, well, Bob R., in terms of that sort of rollout, can you just give us a bit more flavor on how you see that going forward and over sort of timescales and ramping up? Because obviously it's a big chunk of orders you've got there to fulfill. And how is it going to be done sort of, you know, the manufacturing and timescales just for investors?
Well, great. Yeah, and once again, Bob and his team has done a great job of really laying out, because what you don't want to do in a rollout is have customers disappointed, you know, that you take an order and then you're 6, 9, 12 months away from delivering it or something like that, or even 4 or 5 weeks. So he's done a good job of meeting with people and knowing that we have to stagger this out because we're just starting to put into production the devices. The initial plan is that by the end of Q3, we'll start rolling out units, and then we're gonna just start growing it. So it's a balancing act. It's managing production with expectations. Bob mentioned it will take us a few more days to get the CMS, the Medicare reimbursement in place, that the kickback codes we call them. But there's also, as you said, retail sellers who can sell direct to patients with prescriptions. So there's a whole bunch of different moving parts and balancing, and that's all what we're doing. And as he said, he'll start taking additional orders as we kind of understand the placement of the products and how we move it. But it will be over the next 6, 9, 10 months. Because in that time frame too, these will be manufactured in the U.S. In the facility here in Plano, with the with a longer term goal of manufacturing at our with our partner Inomax in Shenzhen, where we created I think it was in our announcement that we created Belisquera Shenzhen. We have a subsidiary there with some employees there, and that'll start rolling out. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll start manufacturing components and parts of the Discover in China also. So that'll start allowing us to ramp up production even more.
And what in that terms of the sort of production capacity, manufacturing capacity, what sort of like numbers are we talking of? Obviously, it'll be low at the start, but by the end of the year or mid next year, what are you sort of run rate you're hoping for, say by month or annualized?
Well, a little bit will have to depend on supply chain, and a little bit will depend on some of the registrations that have to come through and stuff. So we'll be forecasting, but we'll be, you know, the goal is by, you know, we'll be well north of 1,000 a month in that time frame. And it's not necessarily a smooth process because you have to start, you know, ordering parts 6, 8 weeks out, 12 weeks out, you know, batteries, components, you know, compressors, whatever it is. But the goal is to try and stay in line with some of our forecasts that are out there and grow it, you know, whether it's going to be 1,000 and 1,500. But between the two entities, definitely Inomax with the much larger manufacturing capacity than we have will become, you know, the major manufacturer. And you know, they are very, very capable of building, you know, 3, 4, 5,000 units a month. I mean, it's a much, much larger manufacturing operation than we have.
And how important is it to get that insurance cover in terms of giving the green light for customers and distributors to be able to take it?
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it is important for sales by us to the home care providers, right? And of course, while the direct-to-patient channel is sizable, it's not close in size to the home care provider, oxygen provider channel. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we get that. I'm not concerned that we won't, because I was actually the one that got these codes originally from CMS here in the United States, and you know, as we expand, Paul, you know, we also will have that job to do in Europe, right, in countries like Germany and France, you know, qualify for reimbursement there, and we have a good team. We know where to go and how to do all of these things, and I'm not really overly concerned that we won't get them all done in a timely fashion.
Good. Okay, then just Bob, can you just remind investors of sort of the key differentiating or sort of USPs of the new Discover device?
Well, make sure I'm stepping back here. So, you know, this is the device here, and you can see you know, this is obviously people are familiar with tanks. A key thing with the device is just like with the Explorer, which is next to it, which is on the market, it is definitely at 6.5 pounds. I have some of the competitive ones on the floor, you know, that are much, much heavier and bigger, almost half the size. Our calculations are roughly that it creates almost 3 times as much oxygen by weight than what's on the market. It has patented what we call user replaceable sieve technology, so that when that's the product that strips the nitrogen out, when those start to go bad, like a filter does, you simply place an order and we ship you one and they have it. That's a proprietary technology we have. Other devices have to go back to the manufacturer or back to the DME to be repaired. In addition, as we talked about, we have the Nomad app on our device, and it's the first of its kind that's tied into your smartphone. It connects to your Fitbits or your pulse oximeters in collecting data, and that's all part of our phase one of making a smarter device. And that's very important to patients, to the DMEs, so that they can maintain the product, track the product. The patient can collect massive data, which can also be provided to the caregiver. So we have quite a few unique things. I don't know if there's, Bob, there's anything else I'm missing on there.
No, the capacity of the device on pulse settings, up to 8. That's new. Most devices are 5 or 6 settings. And then, of course, the 2 liters of continuous in a device that small is, it's groundbreaking.
Good. Okay. We'll move now to the Explore, because I did see that Inomax has delivered 1,500 units as well into the US for distribution. How's that sort of like playing Bob F?
Well, certainly, we'll move more Explorers in this calendar year than ever before. You know, it will be a record, and we are steadily growing that business. People are coming on board, but by the time we get to the end of the year and moving into next year, it'll be a nice robust business for us. So, I'm really happy about that. We've made, a couple of upgrades and such to the device and been very, very well received in the marketplace.
Good. And in terms of registrations and regulatory approvals overseas for the Explore, how are we progressing that, Bob F?
Well, we are close in several countries in Asia, including China. We are also close to the CE mark for Europe. And all of those should come through in the fourth quarter. So I've got the plans how to move forward once we have those registrations. And we're just looking for that date when we can implement them.
Good. Okay. Well, just turning now to Bob R again, just finally, I mean, it looks like a very much to investors a transformational sort of like announcement on Wednesday in terms of these sort of like, very large orders for the Discovery. Can you just sort of sum up how you see the business and what the opportunity is? And you really are sort of now starting to knock the ball out of the park in terms of volumes.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited, obviously, and I know people always talk about news flow there. We anticipate actually more positive news over the next 2 months, various things we're working on, even outside of the supplemental oxygen space, even in COPD, we actually are doing some stuff. We've been approached to do even outside of COPD space. We're actually doing some technology development for a large entity. So a lot of things that's very early stage and a few other things that we're doing, but we're going to have a lot more positive news over the next 2-3 months, including, as Bob said, he will be taking more orders as we set out the increased production schedule. Explore is volumes are picking up. We picked up more distributors there. A lot of this has to do with, just so you understand, is we spent the first 6 months really focused on getting the Discover, optimizing what we want with the Explore. And now Bob has brought on his team and is really building out the sales. And then, of course, China, Hong Kong, Singapore registrations. So there's going to be a lot of exciting stuff over the next 4-6 months as the company really pushes forward.
Oh yeah, it certainly sounds like you're going to be pretty busy there. You've got your AGM, haven't you? Was it the 14th of September? And then presumably the interims are towards the end of the month.
Correct, absolutely, yep.
Great. Well, I'll just highlight to investors that the house broker has got a price target on Bellascura of £1 compared to the share just over 40p at the moment. So there's masses of upside and certainly that's underpinned by the sort of just as the volumes on Discover. So really looking forward to touching base again, and gents, and thanks for your time, and speak to you in a few weeks' time.
Great. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.